Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here. Welcome back to How to Be Stoic, lessons in strength, wisdom, and courage. You know that feeling when you're just kind of going through the motions, like you're reacting to things instead of really living? That's where self-awareness comes in. It's like having a backstage pass to your own mind, letting you see those thoughts, feelings, and reactions before they run the show. Today, we're diving deep into building that awareness so you can become the director of your own life, not just a passive participant. Ever feel like you're on autopilot? We all have those moments, right? Reaching for the third cup of coffee without even realizing why, snapping at someone when you're actually stressed about something else, or saying yes to things you really don't want to do. It's easy to get swept up in the chaos of daily life and lose touch with ourselves. But here's the thing. True strength doesn't come from suppressing your emotions or pretending everything is okay. It comes from understanding them, acknowledging them, and ultimately choosing how you respond. So how do we build the self-awareness muscle? It's a journey, not a destination. Think of it like training for a marathon, not just sprinting to the finish line. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Pay attention to your body. Our bodies are incredibly intuitive. They send us signals all the time through tension, aches, even subtle shifts in energy levels. Ever notice how your stomach might feel tight when you're anxious? Or how your heart races before a big presentation? Tuning into these physical cues can be a powerful way to understand your emotional state. 2. Journal your thoughts and feelings. Writing things down can be incredibly revealing. Don't worry about grammar or making it sound perfect, just let the words flow freely. What are you thinking about? What emotions are you feeling? Why do you think you're experiencing these thoughts and feelings? Journaling helps you process your experiences and identify patterns that might otherwise go unnoticed. 3. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind, it's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Try taking a few minutes each day to simply focus on your breath, the sensations in your body, or the sounds around you. This can help quiet the mental chatter and create space for self-reflection. 4. Seek feedback from trusted sources. Sometimes we need an outside perspective to truly see ourselves. Talk to people who know you well, friends, family, mentors, and ask for honest feedback about your strengths, weaknesses, and areas where you could grow. Remember, constructive criticism is a gift, even if it's not always easy to hear. 5. Be patient with yourself. Building self-awareness is a lifelong process. There will be times when you feel like you're making progress, and other times when you feel stuck. The key is to keep practicing to be kind to yourself along the way, and to celebrate your successes no matter how small they may seem. Think about a time when you were really caught off guard by someone's reaction or behavior. Maybe a friend lashed out at you for something seemingly minor, or a coworker made a comment that left you feeling hurt or confused. In those moments, it's easy to get swept up in the emotion of the situation and react impulsively. But what if you had taken a step back? What if you had used that moment to observe your own thoughts and feelings without judgment? Imagine this. Instead of immediately responding defensively to your friend's outburst, you take a deep breath and say something like, "I hear that you're feeling really frustrated right now. Can you help me understand what's going on?" By acknowledging their emotions and asking for clarification, you create space for a more constructive conversation. You might learn something valuable about your friend's perspective, or you might simply gain a deeper understanding of your own emotional triggers. Remember, self-awareness isn't about being perfect or always having the answers. It's about making conscious choices in every moment, even when things get tough. By building that awareness muscle, you become more resilient, more compassionate, and ultimately, more free. So, what are you going to do with this newfound knowledge? I want to hear from you. Head over to our social media pages, share your thoughts, your experiences, and how you're applying these principles in your own life. Don't forget to subscribe to How to Be Stoic so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep striving for strength, wisdom, and courage one conscious step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.